Joining us on the line now to talk some TFC is John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet. John, it's an interesting time of the season here. The TFC obviously coming off back-to-back losses for the first time all season long, but still looking to win that supporter shield and might be getting a little bit healthy too. What kind of injury updates can you give us on Jozy Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco?
Yeah, well, I was at training today and talked to Greg Vanney, and he sort of mentioned that Jozy Altidore is back in full practice, so he's more than likely going to play in Saturday's game. Sebastian Giovinco is still somewhat questionable. His status might be upgraded depending on how he progresses over the next few days. But he, Greg certainly left the door open that he might play some role in Saturday's game. The other good news is that midfielder Benoit Cheyrou and defender Nick Caglin, who have been out since July with long-term injuries, they're back now and they're available for selection. And Eric Zavaleta and Chris Mavinga, two starting defenders who missed the last game through minor injuries, they were back in training today as well. So, yeah, they're getting healthy right at the exact moment that they need all these players to come back.
I guess two straight losses is something, fans, even, the players didn't expect that was going to happen. A lot of fluky goals, a lot of things that went wrong, 6 points dropped, but here they are at home. It's a place they love, and they could just, supporters shield this weekend right in front of their fans.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think, they certainly weren't helped out by the key players that they were missing. I think they missed Giovinco and Altidore the last three games. There were some fluky bad giveaways in that loss against Montreal that they really gifted the impact, the win. And then on Saturday against New England, again, missing some key guys, some defensive breakdowns. It was kind of strange just because it happened in back-to-back games, and that's the first time that they've really looked that poor in consecutive matches all year. But the good news is that, it happened then as opposed to, you don't want something like that happening in the playoffs where it could really cost them. So I'd rather them get this out of their system now than, in the postseason when it really matters. But, this is a quality side, and they have a great deal of depth and a great deal of, just fight in them that I fully expect them to clinch the Community Shield on the Supporter Shield, on Saturday.
John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. Rob Wong and Sherry Ford here on the Sportsnet Radio Network. TFC also chasing that LA Galaxy record, points record, 68 points back in the 98 campaign. And obviously things have changed over the last 20 years in Major League Soccer, John. The talent has obviously gotten a lot better. I don't know how really you can compare it looking at, what the LA Galaxy were able to do back in 98 to what TFC is accomplishing right now against the level of competition around Major League Soccer. I mean, so far their season right now, I know they're not at 68 points, but just on the whole, I would look at it and say that this is probably one of, if not the best teams in the history of Major League Soccer.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, with all due respect to the LA Galaxy of 1998, that was a completely different league back then where you only had 10 or 11 teams. The quality and the depth of talent wasn't nearly as good as it was, today, where you have players like Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco, who are still in the prime of their careers, playing in the league. You simply didn't have that back then. You talk to Greg Vanney and his assistants, Robin Fraser, they played on the 1998 Galaxy side, and and I've asked them bluntly if they could compare the two, and they left no doubt that, this TFC side was, way better than the Galaxy side from 20 years ago. As I said, it was a completely different league back then. The standard of play and competition in Major League Soccer has grown exponentially in the last 20 years. So, regardless of whether they break the record or not, and, I still think they might do it, even despite the last two losses. This has to be considered one of the greatest teams in league history of all time.
Greg Vanney talks about building momentum, about getting on the winning track, and it's always week to week with him and getting better, getting stronger, mm-hmm. and winning, going into the playoffs. But soccer enthusiasts and even players inside that room say, make no mistake, the point record is front of mind too. And no one seems to be saying it on record, but how important is that point record to those players?
Well, I think it's important in the sense that, you know, to the point you raised, Sherry, about momentum, right? They want sort of that momentum going into the playoffs because no one wants to be on a cold streak going into the postseason, right? You want to build up a little momentum and you want to be full of confidence. And I think breaking that record in addition to, you know, winning the Supporter Shield and clinching first place, that would, you know, do a world of good for, you know, TFC's confidence and give them a, you know, a great deal of momentum in the league going into the playoffs. So I think it's important in that sense. And, you know, I mean, they might deny it, and I'm sure they would, but, you know, you have to think that they're going to take a great deal of pride in setting a record like that, right? I mean, the fact is that this is, again, it's one of the best teams in the history of the league. And the fact that they could, you know, potentially break a record that stood for 20 years, you know, that's quite the feather in their cap. So I don't doubt that it's on their minds and they'd like to do it. But again, I think it's more about sort of getting that momentum going, you know, going into the playoffs when they badly need it.
You talked about the depth, John, that this team has, you know, up and down the field. And, you know, in goal is definitely one of those areas. And, you know, Clint Irwin, when Toronto FC got him, was one of the top keepers in all of MLS. And then, you know, the injury happens to him last season. And Alex Bono comes out of nowhere. And it looks like he's going to be the guy as long as he's healthy here the rest of the way. I mean, I know for me, I would not have expected a guy like Alex Bono to come out of nowhere and be the number one keeper in such a short amount of time. But, I mean, just kind of, you know, talk about where this guy's kind of come from out of left field, to use a baseball you know, parlance. But, you know, here he is, the number one keeper after you know, just a short amount of time here, and, you know, going for team records maybe down the road here. It's kind of incredible the rise that he's had in you know, just the season and a half that he's been here.
It really is, because you got to appreciate that, you know, Clint Irwin was a you know, he's a veteran goalkeeper in this league, and when they brought him in to replace Joe Bendick, he was the firm number one, right? That was seen as like a massive upgrade for him. And when he got injured and Alex came in, Alex had never played in MLS. He had played with, you know, the team's farm team after being drafted the previous year, but he didn't really have any sort of, you know, top level experience. And he handled himself pretty well when Clint went down. And then, of course, when Clint was healthy again, he started the rest of the way. But there was a sense that there was going to be, you know, some competition going into the preseason for this year. And that's exactly how it happened. And Alex won the job. And it's, again, it's no small feat considering, you know, the quality of the goalkeeper and Clint Irwin that he beat out for the job. And I think Bono has, you know, quite rightly earned that spot. He's shown a great deal of poise and maturity for a goalkeeper who, you know, has played less than, you know, 2 years of professional soccer. You know, was drafted out of Syracuse University and didn't have much experience. But he's shown great command kind of his box. He's really done a very good job of organizing his defense and being vocal with his teammates when he's had to. And he's come up with big saves when he's had to as well. So, again, he's done, I think, a fantastic job in earning that job. And I think he's, you know, he's been a huge asset for this team. Really an unheralded hero, I think, to a certain degree for TFC this season.
Obviously, those two losses came when two of their stars were sidelined. Have you talked to Javanko and Altidor and how they felt watching these two games? And, you know, I know they have, you know, this 10-point lead, and that's fine, and the team is still out front. But it has to be tough for those players watching what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we haven't had the opportunity to speak to them. Unfortunately, but I don't doubt that, you know, this was, you know, really nerve-wracking for them to watch. There was a great shot on television of Javinko watching the Montreal game when, you know, Montreal was up 5-1, and the look on his face was just of, you know, pained angst, like he so wanted to be out there. So I don't doubt that it was incredibly difficult for these guys, right? They're competitors. They want to play. They appreciate, you know, the special, how special this season is, and they want to be a part of it. And any time, you know, spent away from the field is just gut-wrenching from them. So I suspect when they do come back, they'll be very anxious and really wanting to make a statement.
John Molinaro, Chief Soccer Reporter for Sportsnet, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight here on the Sportsnet Radio Network, Rob Wong and Sherry Ford. Looking around Major League Soccer, it's a good time for Canadian teams, I guess, John, with TFC in front in the East, and then over in the West, the Vancouver Whitecaps hanging on to a slight advantage over Portland and Sporting Kansas City. You know, where did the Whitecaps kind of come out of here come from to have such a strong season? I know it's kind of muddled up in that West. There's a lot of teams vying for top spot, but I know for me, it's been surprising to see them, you know, still hanging on to that number one spot. How about you?
Yeah, it's been a little bit. I think, you know, you're quite right. The West is so muddled together, right? You've got that cluster of six or seven teams who are within a couple points of each other, so anything could happen. But I think the main thing for Vancouver has been the addition of Jordy Reyna, the Peruvian attacker that they signed. He missed the early part of the season with the injury, and then he's, you know, just recently came back in the summer, and I think he's been lights out. I think he's been just a really dynamic player who's lifted the Whitecaps attack to another level. And, you know, I would suggest right now he's probably one of the hottest players in Major League Soccer. And he's really connected well with Freddie Montero, their other forward. They seem to have forged a really excellent partnership up front, you know, a partnership that the Whitecaps have never really had before in their history in MLS. So I think that for them has been the difference. And you've got to give credit to Coach Carl Robinson too. He's an astute manager who I think plays to his team's strengths and doesn't ask too much of them and just, you know, really gets the most out of the resources that he has. So it's been a combination of forces as to why, you know, the Whitecaps have, you know, shot up to first place in the Western Conference.
John, TFC hosts New York Red Bulls this Saturday. What sort of things, like, what are the keys for this club to, you know, to put out there on the pitch, you know, to get back on the winning track and hopefully bring home the supporter's shield?
Yeah, I mean, I think a few things. One is play mistake-free. They, you know, they've kind of been a little sloppy the last two games. I think that was largely due to, in part, what led to the two losses was just silly sort of mistakes and defensive breakdowns. So if they can kind of clean that up and really bear down, I think that'll go a long way. New York is an interesting team, too, in that they're very, you know, they press, right? So when Toronto has the ball, New York isn't going to sit back and let Toronto come at them. They're going to sort of press them high up the field and try to force turnovers. So if they can play through or around that pressure and get through to the other side and break in on goal, I think that'll really negate, you know, one of the Red Bulls' main strengths and should force New York on the back foot a little bit.
John Molinaro, Chief Soccer Reporter for Sportsnet, our guest here on Sportsnet Tonight. Sherry Ford, Rob Wong here on the Sportsnet Radio Network. One more before we let you go, John. Obviously, Montreal Impact battling for a playoff spot, and a lot of teams obviously still in that mix there potentially for the final playoff spot in the East. But who are the teams, you know, that might scare you a little bit if you are TFC? I mean, I know New York City FC's been there all year, and we know TFC sort of has their number this year, but who else are you kind of looking at as maybe a dark horse that I think we both think it's unlikely that may give TFC a bit of a run for their money come playoff time?
Well, I mean, you know, you certainly wouldn't want to play Montreal. I know that they're kind of struggling right now, and there's a whole question as to whether they're even going to get into the playoffs. But they're a team that historically has always played Toronto very tough, especially in the playoffs. They always seem to, you know, get up for these games against TFC. So if I'm the Reds, I certainly wouldn't want to play Montreal. And I guess the other team would be Atlanta United. I know they're an expansion team, but you know, they've been pretty sensational this year. They've got a really good core of, you know, foreign-based players like Almiron and Martinez who have really lit up league this year. And they're just an attacking force. I mean, they're scoring goals for fun. I think they could potentially give TFC some trouble. But, I mean, if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't think Toronto FC should really fear anybody because, I mean, if we were talking a one-game playoff, then, you know, you could say, yeah, I mean, anything could happen within 90 minutes. But, you know, when you're talking about a team having to beat Toronto over two games, but Toronto having the advantage of home field in the second leg, that's a tall order for any team when you consider the way TFC is playing. So I don't think necessarily they're going to fear anybody going into the postseason or, you know, want to play one team as opposed to another. I think they're going to feel pretty confident regardless of who they're playing.
Yeah, especially now that they are back to full health. We'll see what the status of Sebastian Giovinco and Jozy Altidore is once we get closer to the weekend. TFC hosting the New York Red Bulls on Saturday. Thanks for doing this, John.
No problem, guys. My pleasure. Have a good night.
You too. There's John Molinaro, Chief Soccer Reporter for Sportsnet.